Hello, hello, and welcome, or should I say ho, 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 Christmas cousins. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Seth.
And it's late April, and we're here to talk some big things. We've got a new Hallmark movie announced. We've got a Cousin Seth update and dating romance update going on. And Cousin Seth, in about a week, you will be appearing live. That's right, live, everybody, in North Carolina, coming out to visit us for a family event we have going on. I'm so excited. You'll be here in what, like 9 days, or by the time this airs, a week maybe. Wow.
Yeah. We are down to the wire. Very excited.
This is excited. Well, Seth, I know. I had to bring in, they haven't been here lately. We had to bring in the live studio audience because this is the last show we'll probably do until we're live next week, doing a show together live with Bob from Festive Foreign Film Fans, with the Christmas aficionado, Joe. We're going to do a live show with you and I in person together. That's going to be exciting. So let's introduce our in-studio audience. They've been going, some of them have been camped out since 5 a.m. So 5 a.m. That's right.
Yeah, depending where you are, the weather is not good in the central strip of the country. So it's
yes. And where we are together in the Christmas Cousin studio, it's nice weather where we are, which is an indeterminate geographic location.
Right. We just exist.
That's right. Well, audience, what do you think? We haven't been recording as much. It's obviously springtime, not as much Christmas goings on, but you've all been clamoring. Do you want to get a Cousin Seth dating update? No, I'm not surprised. Okay, settle down, Seth. Are you excited that Hallmark announced the new Tyler Hines, Andrew Walker, Paul Campbell movie? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. They're excited.
Notice a little difference in how the audience received it.
Yeah, I get it.
I love interest and love life is about most of the things.
I think you got the bigger applause, Seth. Let's see. What do you think? Who's number one in your heart? Is it Cousin Seth? Oh, listen to that.
And that's not to overshadow this movie or the works of these great actors.
Well, I was thinking, Seth, if they really want an audience, and I mean blockbuster, how about this for the third one? Cousin Seth. Three wise men and a Cousin Seth. What do you think about that, audience?
You like it?
I think they liked it.
That guy's all about it.
Yeah.
He's going to finance it.
So, all right, let's get to it right now. We have a Hallmark announced. We're a few days late. It's not exactly breaking news. You know, we like to break the news as soon as it happens, and we'll get back to that. But Hallmark announced the Three Wise Men and a Baby sequel is coming. Now, in 2022, they aired the original, and this was with some of the biggest Hallmark stars. Like I said, Tyler Hines, Andrew Walker, Paul Campbell, not yet Cousin Seth, but it was a huge, huge movie for that time, right? So here we are now, a few years later. The sequel is supposed to jump ahead in time, and it's 5 years later, and it's three men and a boy. So you know, Seth, we know a lot of people, Christmas Cousins, the Christmas Cousins community, that are obviously huge Tyler Hines fans.
Yeah,
that are going to be just thrilled at this announcement, I'm sure. What are you thinking, Seth?
All three of those guys, Andrew Walker, Tyler Hines, and Christopher
Paul Blatt. Campbell. He was the curmudgeon in that one that we saw. I forget the name of that one. Magic and Mistletoe, I think it was, that we reviewed with the Heart of Reviews, Casey, where he was the writer, the curmudgeonly writer.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
That's Paul Campbell. And you know Andrew Walker because we did, I think, Christmas Island was the one with him that I thought was a masterpiece.
I don't think I saw that.
We covered that one.
I think that was one of the ones I might have missed. I don't know.
You missed 36 out of 40. You missed most of that.
I thought all the ones I was watching were in that countdown to Christmas, even though it kind of started before, but I was just like, oh. I knew there was a definitive time, but maybe some of the ones I watched during that time.
You watched some old ones. They weren't all new ones, too. You have years to catch up on. So
true.
Yes, but you will this winter, and maybe this holiday season, we're hoping, with Mrs. X as well, which we're going to get to an update on that. And big shout out to a special listener, Big Bubby, for you. I know, big new fan we've been hearing from, which is a quick shout out there. I hope I can shout out Big Bubby. We've been hearing a lot of good things, loving the show, which is great to hear. So here's the thing. Let's just with this movie real fast, because this is big news. These are three of the biggest Hallmark stars. So they're saying they go 5 years in the future, and in this crazy turn of events, the director of their son's holiday musical steps down. So the son wants to be on stage. He enlists the help of his brothers. So they all work together to make this Christmas pageant, I guess, and they navigate their own feelings about their different relationships, because the mom has a new boyfriend. It looks like they're tackling a lot here. We know it's going to be funny. We know it's going to be, you know, it's going to have some drama too, but it looks like they're really multi-layering the plot now with the mom and dealing with that. I like where this is going. What are you thinking, Seth?
Yeah, I think I'll definitely watch it. It will, it'll be interesting to see, because if I recall in the first one, the guy that the mom hooks up with, I wonder if that will be the guy in the second one. Like, do they stay together?
Did she hook up with someone in the first one?
I thought she did at the end. Or wasn't the guy, he kept showing, maybe I'm confusing movies.
They do overlap somewhat in the Venn diagram of movies. There's a lot of overlapping in Hallmark and Christmas movies.
But yeah, who knows? Maybe if they are in the same one. But yeah, no, I'm excited to see. I mean, they're great. All the movies I've seen, they're, each one of them respectively, I've enjoyed.
They even did a Hallmark Channel, we just missed it last Friday, Hallmark Channel theme mini marathon. And they even had like a live with them where the guys went on and talked about it, perhaps. I'm not sure. So this is huge news though, especially smart of them. In April, they released the Dream Book, which we covered in an earlier episode. They have this. Yes. So have you watched or have any interest in watching a Hallmark Christmas movie right now, this time of year? I know you just kind of got into them. Cousin Seth, the world wants to know.
Yeah, I'll watch something. Absolutely. Yeah,
you would.
You have
okay.
In mind, or I'll watch a couple.
Well, we
I think it might maybe help with the doldrums of the down season.
Okay.
Well, we are supposed to. I'm excited for next year. I got big plans.
Are you? Really? Okay.
Ideas. So turning them into something is going to be quite a
bit. Yes, exactly. We've even discussed possibly going to Christmas Con. My concern is Cousin Seth was looking into logistics and details there, so that may never materialize. We will see. I'm waiting on your full report, Seth, and I'm
We're
waiting
standing firm on not moving it to where it's convenient for myself and you.
Right.
Why? They want to accommodate all the other masses of people, but
right.
Yeah, I'd like to. Yeah, I've looked into it
a little bit. It's on you to get the info together, Seth. Are you going to get the info together? What do you think?
Yes. What do I think? Oh, okay. Am I betting on myself? Well,
yeah.
I'm not a betting man. I think I can do it.
Okay.
He's not going
to do it. Based on your follow through history.
I got this.
He's got it, everyone.
Yeah, no, I think it would be a lot of fun. And we probably, I would imagine, we have to, if we can get in, we need to get in as mm-hmm. possible. So,
yes. So to pull back the curtain a little, Cousin Seth said, hey, we're going to go to Christmas Con, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, can you find out some information? You know, then let's discuss it. And then as soon as you ask Cousin Seth, can you find that information? That topic ends. And I think you secretly wait for me to find out.
What more do you want from me?
Yeah, you had a thought. So then I didn't hear anything back. It's been a week. I followed up. I reached out to the Christmas aficionado. Everybody's making plans. But
oh, really? Oh, so are we going? What's the plan?
I'm waiting to hear back from you. Check our texts and then see. So
can I just write a check and be done with this?
Your answer for everything is just just sending money, Seth, to everything.
Yes.
It's crazy.
I'll drop a bag on Christmas aficionado's house.
That's it. This is what happens when your cousin is one of the world's wealthiest men. For those of you who don't know, because he's quite humble about it, but we found out during the course of one of the episodes, we visited one of Seth's neighbors. Unbeknownst to him, it was Oprah Winfrey. I mean, he's got a staff. We met the staff in an earlier episode. He's got a whole household staff. Now, it's not a big deal to Seth because he thought everybody just had chefs and two butlers, each named Jeeves, and chauffeurs and bodyguards. But Seth, not everybody lives like you. When I come to see you, I take a plane with other humans, not my own plane.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I have a pilot that's human.
But he's your personal pilot, Seth. He only works for you. It's different. That's not how it goes for everybody. Do you understand this? I don't know.
Flight attendants? We got a couple of those.
Those are your personal flight attendants in Cousin Seth uniforms that you designed and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Not everybody has this.
Just not everything is so relatable to the common man. But.
Right, exactly. So anyway, well, I think soon we will hopefully get one of your household staff in. We'll get an update from them too. That would be exciting because we haven't had that in a while. They are there. Yeah. Are they really? Are they around? Where are they?
I mean,
oh no.
The door.
Do you hear something? Could that be? Oh no. Are they eager to get on air?
I don't know. It has been a while.
Oh, the door just opened. Oh my gosh. It's Cousin Seth's chef. Dela Seth just walked in. Hey, chef. Haven't seen you in a while. We're kind of in a time crunch here, but how's it going?
It's always your time crunch. Always on Chad's time, man. This is what you do.
I'm sorry, chef. I know. Well, isn't it getting close to Seth's brunch soon?
Everything is in prepared and it's good to go. Don't you worry. I don't want to always start questioning everything.
Chef, have you met Mrs. X yet? Or are you not allowed to speak because of your NDA that he has you sign?
I am aware there's someone around the estate. Nice. I may or may not have had conversation, but this person is
really lovely. Okay. Oh, okay. Interesting. So you have met Mrs. X, is what we're saying. Seth is scowling at you behind you. I don't think he wants you talking. So, but I like it. So, breaking news: the household staff has met Mrs. X.
It's that I have learned of her favorite foods. This is fantastic. Restaurant. I am familiar with Jacques and Le Box.
Jacques and Le Box.
You're familiar with Jacques and Le Box.
Yes, I have. I have heard of that. That's very fancy. Yes. Mm. That's like McDonald's, right?
Yes, very, very familiar.
Well, Chef, we will have to check back in with you, but I'm glad you met Mrs. X. I'm glad you're still employed. One last thing. Has Cousin Seth been more difficult to work for since he's become the big movie star filming the Mario Lopez movie, co-starring in it, of course?
There are some different demands and requests, but nothing I can't handle. And he's a man in love, so he is a floating on the cloud, as they say. Very forgiving.
Oh, wow. I'm so happy to hear that, Chef. So maybe he's a little easier on you guys. I know you quake in his presence often.
There's a much calmer, relaxed vibe in the house.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Well, Chef, thank you. Audience, what do you think? We got to meet Chef De La Sette, everybody. Beautiful. This is exciting.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's out of there. Okay. Good. Lock the door because he always tries to get back in. Chef, you've had your time. Oh, my God.
You forgot something.
No, Chef. No.
I don't think it's him. I'm getting
all right. So. Take it easy, Chef. Jeez, what's going on?
I gave Jeeves a pistol when, unfortunately, this is the you know what show that sometimes goes on in my world, my life.
I guess so. Yeah. Well,
Butler's
get out of here, Chef.
The,
right. You get back to work, Seth. There you go. I hear him running right now. I don't even know what's going on in that mansion of yours, Seth. It's crazy. Meanwhile, you're in the mansion. We're in the studio filming. We've got an audience. This theater of the mind is going all over the place. So let's get into it because we need an update. You've given some clues here, but we need an update on Cousin Seth.
For the moment you've all been waiting for.
Yes, love it. Theme music, Cousin Seth.
It's a nice lead-in.
It was. Cousin Seth, you did mention you were a man in love. So the audience is out there worldwide. People are waiting. I know Big Bubby's waiting to hear as well. Cousin Seth, this has been going
Big
on
Bubby
now.
For what you. Started... Big Bubby for you.
Yes, Big Bubby for you. I know you have been, it started with saying, Cousin Chad, I met someone online, seems promising. Mm-hmm. Nothing further than Cousin Chad, I'm going on a date with this person. Then we did an Instagram Live. The entire Christmas Cousins community helped you pick out date outfits, which is really fun, which I was thinking, by the way, when you're here, we're going to do this show with Joe and Bob. We've got to do a live, either that Wednesday night or Thursday night, jump on live with everybody. That'll be super fun.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Those are so much fun to do.
Yeah. And in person live, that'll be cool. So we'll have to announce it next week and we'll get that going. Okay. So how are things going? You're still dating Mrs. X, obviously. You're still together, right?
We are still together. Things are going very well, going very strong. She has not tired of me.
Okay.
Still can seem to be keeping her laughing and amused.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know if that's my witty rapport or conversation or comments or just, I don't know.
Right. Whether you planned it or not, she's laughing.
Right.
Seth, a laugh is a laugh. If she's laughing at you or with you, a laugh counts. So. God, there's that one guy in the crowd's a little weird. So.
Yes. Winding up maniacal laugh. You don't know what's coming.
Very weird. And the person he's with. Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Strange.
I can't imagine a conversation with those two.
Oh, bad. I can. It goes something like this. Yeah, that's basically it.
I just need 18 more minutes of that.
Okay, so Seth, things are going very well. Almost
things are going amazing.
Amazing.
Almost too well.
Almost too well for my purposes. It is harder to craft a funny show around things going well.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little funny, little silly things, but yeah, I know. For podcast purposes, you want oh my God, earth shattering.
Yes, I want just monumental. Straight out rock and roll crazy, oh yeah, here's what happened. But instead, we're getting this. It's going great. Everything's going well. Cousin Seth,
you want hair bands kicking through the door with just chaos and just mayhem. Yes.
I want that door behind you just one like spandex neon pink leg kicking through and huge hair.
Hold on, Cousin Chad.
Woo!
Yeah, this is a much calmer, more reserved Cousin Seth. I don't know. I mean, it was bound to happen. It was bound to happen.
Yes. Yeah, even looking glowing, Seth, we were watching just last night. My wife and I were watching one of our episodes on YouTube. Well, I was watching it first. She walked in and I didn't turn it off. I was watching myself and you with the episode we did in the Hallmark Dream Book, which my son walked in. He was like, what are you watching? But anyway, you look fantastic. You're glowing in it. You looked really good, Seth. So, I think it's you have this aura about you, this happiness.
Okay. I would attribute a lot of that to Mrs. X. I know some of these in case I say, men sometimes will get better with age or look a little bit. Yeah, I don't think that's my case.
I don't know. It might be, Seth, because
some divine intervention.
Mrs. X, I guess, is having an effect on you for sure, because you look happy and
cheers.
And what's more important than that, Seth? Really? You know how shallow I am. So that's how I
happiness.
That's right.
Yippee!
Woohoo! Okay, so tell us.
It's surfing, other people's happy. Surfing, your kids, the animals, other people's happiness.
Something like that. Some list like that. So, actually, I got some good waves yesterday morning. It was really fun. I think I sent you a picture too.
The board before you were going to go out. Yeah.
That's always fun. It was nice. Water's almost 70 degrees here, so it's feeling good.
That's awesome. We got a picture of the vessel that we'll be on.
Yes, I sent Seth a picture of the boat. We have a reserve for when he comes out, so he'll be getting some boat rides, some surfing. We've got a lot of fun going on. We can't fit everyone on the boat, so I don't know how we're going to do it. Draw straws, have everyone load up and throw some overboard. How do we do it, Seth? How do we pick what family members get to go on?
Tie a couple inner tubes to the back and pull some people.
That's not a bad idea.
Big one.
Have a Christmas cousins trivia. Whoever has the most correct answers gets on the boat.
Okay. I like that.
That's yeah. If they don't listen, are they really even family? I mean, think about it.
Right. At this point. Yeah. You've had time. If you haven't jumped on the bandwagon and pretty much covered every episode and have a very thorough review, not criticism, review, positive
review. That's right. Speaking of which, we could use some iTunes ratings and reviews if you're listening, and we'd love to hear from you at Christmas Cousins Pod or ChristmasCousinsPod@gmail.com. And shout out to surprise listener Cousin Hal, who's a big fan and listens all the time on his morning runs and texts us updates and stuff. That's pretty interesting. He's loving the show and loving the whole Cousin Seth world going on. Hey, Twitter world.
Oh, nice. Yes. that's awesome. Well, thank you, Cousin Hal.
That's right.
We appreciate it.
I think, yeah, shout out. And if you're listening right now, text to Cousin Seth and I, text hello, so we know.
Anything, please.
And anything, yeah. I had a few things, but I didn't want to say that. So anyway, so Seth, you went to your big trip, your big getaway. Now, here's a big test for an early burgeoning relationship, still in its nascency, its early stages. You went away to Kentucky. So we're going to record for another 10 minutes or so. Let's take us through the Kentucky trip, the good, the bad, and the Louisville Slugger, all of it, the whole story. So,
we went for like 3 days. It was awesome. It was a really quick drive. It was so much fun. And I thank Bob of Best of Foreign Films because he gave us some questions. Yeah, so a couple episodes, previous episodes, we had all discussed, I'm sure one of our beer reviews. A lot of Chicago kind of staples was like Cubs versus Sox, the Bean versus something else, just all these different things. Yes. Chicago related.
Bob was on during the beer episode from Fest and Foreign Film Fans, and he gave you some questions to get answers to from Mrs. X while you're on your long drive, which is really cool. Yeah.
Absolutely. I took a guess at some of them and did pretty well. But yeah, so we had those.
Very
but,
nice.
Okay. So we had about a 5-hour drive each way. And there was no shortage of conversation. Like we discussed a lot, talked a lot of things, had a great time. We stopped on the way out there. We stopped in Indianapolis. There's a deli called Shapiro's Delicatessen. It's like, it's in the city, but it's very unassuming building and part of town. It was recommended by a family member.
Okay.
Of Mrs. X. So we went there.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Okay. So you went to the downtown Indianapolis location?
Yep. I think
it's 808 South Meridian Street. Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. The place where we went there, it was so we drove out Friday. So it was like Friday afternoon, the place was packed. Mm-hmm. So we get our food. It was delicious. Incredible rye bread. Everything was really good.
You love your rye bread. You love rye bread.
I do. Steph. I do. Yeah. It is my lifeblood. So I get up. I go to the bathroom. I go in there. I do my bit.
Good for you. What a bragger. Really. Excellent. Right. Your body's functioning so well, Seth.
It was just like, Mrs. X was just in Miami. She's like, look at him. She's doing it all by himself. She's like, she's like, you have your phone before I left. It's like, yeah. She's like, if you get lost or confused, you know what to do. I'm like, yes. She sent me on my way.
Where am I?
I don't know. There's slicers in. So I'm standing there. I'm washing my hands because I always practice good hygiene. And I'm sitting there looking down, make sure I get all the soap off. And I hear, oh, my God. And it's a woman's voice. Okay. I look up and in the mirror, there's a woman standing right behind me. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I just went to the woman's bathroom. She's like, oh my God. And she runs out. I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
and
no.
I dry my hands out. I look, I'm like, no, there's definitely a urinal right there that I went in. So we had so much information. I walk out and I was just like, okay, I don't know. And I'm trying to keep my eyesight directly where I almost said her name. This is X is sitting at the table. And but I'm also kind of trying to casually scan the room to see where this person is. I don't see her anyway. So I spot Mrs. X. I go to sit down. Mm-hmm. And just I'm about to sit down, the table right next to us, they're all in hysterics and looking at me. And it's this woman. Sit down. And Mrs. X is like, what the hell is going on? She's like, a woman that was in it. She's like, I am so sorry. It was just like, was like, what the hell is going on?
And I was like, the woman went in the wrong bathroom? You did?
Yeah. So she had already been in the men's bathroom when I went in. And then when I left, or when right before I was about to go out, she was leaving. So
So you weren't. I got you. That's funny.
No, I was in the men's bathroom. I was in the correct bathroom.
Right. So, interesting.
Yeah. So she's like cracking up. I was just like, oh my God. And it was just like, yeah. So that was kind of funny.
That is funny.
Very nice. But yeah.
What a start. So Mrs. X is, what's she doing at this point?
I just figured she was shell shocked to see Cousin Seth in any bathroom. Like, I knew this was going to happen. I didn't realize it happened in the men's bathroom.
Speaking of 5-hour drive, was there any podcast listening? Did you do that move? Hey, check out my greatest hits. No.
Okay. So many people have asked that. I have been asked that by people in Mrs. X internal circle. And yeah, I was just, and I was on like, I haven't, and I was like, oh, okay. I don't know. Should I be? I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. That's a question I asked like Paul McCartney. Like if he was dating someone, would he put on the White Album? Cause this is your White Album, Seth. This is your Abbey Road. So I don't know what the move is. I don't know. I've been married a long time. What I used to play when I was dating my wife were like 8-tracks. So, or vinyl, vinyl.
Right. You sit around, listen to some vinyl on your gramophone.
Yeah, it was a gramophone, basically. Yeah.
Keep packing it, baby. You're going to love this track.
Yeah. That was the phone I had right there. Okay. So you have the bathroom incident, as it's now known throughout downtown Indianapolis. And
right. They put a picture up on the wall at the restaurant, as they do with other celebrities. But yes, we did that. So the drive was great. We got there. We got into town. We went to the Louisville Slugger Museum. We did the tour, which is awesome.
Okay. What was awesome about that? I would think, and I know you said Mrs. X likes baseball. I'm not a huge baseball fan. To me, it would seem boring, a museum of baseball bats.
Yeah, they're going kind of how they make them, the wood when they get them, going from the billet to the actual bat, the different types of wood. They'll have little lockers, whatever, with major league players and stuff. And it'll have like the billet, it'll have their bat, and you can pick it up so you can just kind of see it, how it's weighted and stuff like that. So that was cool. And there's actually like production going on and things. At the end of the tour, they give you a little mini bat. Absolutely. Oh, wow. And there's one of the machines, they have a bunch of autographs from like MLB players, and there's a couple pitchers on there. But
did you sign any bats for anybody, or you were going incognito?
anybody want anything? So it was cool. At the end of it, they give you this, which is great.
A little bat.
It's got some other stuff, and so that was really cool. And then afterwards, there's like a little museum you can walk through. So we did that and got to hold Babe Ruth's bat. That was kind of cool.
Oh, really? His actual bat?
Yeah. One that was made for, it was a production run bat of his. I don't know that he actually played with this one, but it was one. They have a special grip on it, and they tell you, don't touch the actual bat itself because oils from the hand.
Right. Okay. Wow. There's a lot of bats going, a lot of things going on this trip. Someone goes in the bathroom, goes to see your Louisville Slugger, you end up in a museum. So
Right.
The show just went
through. Yeah. Bats and bourbon.
Bats and bourbon. Okay. So then you do move on to a bourbon Museum, correct? So,
I don't know. My chef had mentioned something that she is a big fan of Jack in the Box. So that was our dinner Friday night, our big dinner.
One in Louisville. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. But she was very disappointed because they had the tacos that she normally gets. They were very greasy. They weren't all that good, but they didn't have the teriyaki bowl. So it's, yeah, she lost it. I was like, we need to go now. Start throwing things at the window and cursing at the drive-thru people.
Oh my gosh, this is great. This insane. Is what I need to hear. So something like that happens, right? Good. You're still getting to know each other. It's good to see how she handles it. If she went full Karen, that would have been fantastic for the show, not so great for the relationship. Where's my teriyaki? Everything. So
I want my teriyaki.
You don't have teriyaki.
What kind of Jack in the Box doesn't have teriyaki?
That's right. Okay, but so she handled it well. Okay.
Yeah, and I know she handled it very well. I was very proud of her.
Jack in the Box. So for those of you who've always dreamed of dating Cousin Seth, the one of the world's richest men, you too could have gone to a Jack in the Box.
Right. You could explore the culinary pursuits of a Jack in a Box or maybe a Sonic Burger.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So this is day one. All this in day one. Bathroom antics, Shapiro's Deli, Louisville Slugger, Jack in the Box. Amazing. What a day.
Yeah. We got to
get your nap. I know you like a little nappy.
No, there was no nap. We went back to the Airbnb for a little bit, which is that was the first time I ever done that. It was a lot of fun. Enjoyed it. Very nice.
You've ever done an Airbnb before?
No. Wow. the place was nice. It was perfect for the two of us. It was a nice area. We didn't know at first we pulled in, but how it was going to be. But it was, yeah, it ended up being really nice. Bathroom was a little small. Give you an idea, I was brushing my teeth, go to gargle, I tilt my head back, I hit the wall behind me.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, it was tight. It was a little tight. So,
you are 8 foot two. You're kind of big too.
Right. So Saturday, we went to, we got up and we went and got some breakfast, something like that. And then we went to got coffee and then went to the distillery. So went to the Stitzelweller bourbon distillery.
What's the distillery for those who want to follow in your footsteps?
Stitzelweller, Stitzel, Weller.
Yes. So, right. Okay. Oh, over on Fitzgerald Road in Kentucky, in Louisville. Got it.
Yeah. So it's, as you're pulling up, it's cool because you see the old Fitzgerald smokestack. And so it was awesome.
What'd you do? You took Ralph Avenue, you followed that for about a mile until you reached Fitzgerald Road. You made a left onto Fitzgerald Road, and Stitzelweller was right on your left. Is that how you get there?
I passed Fitzgerald. I overshot it because I was so entranced in our conversation. So I had to make a U-turn. You didn't
do this. This is a habit of you guys, actually. When you were taking your trip to Michigan, you kept missing your exits. What was the conversation? Was it about Cousin Chad? What was it?
At that moment, I don't know where we came up with the same thing, three needs. I don't know if anyone else, it's basically like, not a hall pass kind of thing. Nothing like that. like that.
Three needs. Now there is Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which is a well-known from Abraham Maslow, who says you have to have your wants and needs, your security, your esteem needs. Is this what we're talking about? Is this a philosophical? No,
this is much more surface and selfish.
Not psychological. Gotcha.
She wants to go to Greece on vacation. I want to go to Mexico. We can't run it in past.
This is some rich people problems if I've ever heard some. Oh my gosh, audience, what do you think about
it? We can keep it light. Oh, this is just an example for this. Okay, all right.
Did you two pass the Grey Poupon in between? What's going on in this conversation? Okay.
It's not like one thing. It's like one of your children or one of your pets. You have to kill one of them. It's like,
right.
Oh, you want to use your need now, so you don't want to do that. No, it's it was something just lighthearted and stuff like that. So, you know, it's like, oh, we can't, you know, like I want to do it. So, yeah.
You need to record these conversations because I don't know what is going on. That would be fascinating to hear the actual conversation.
It would be. I'm so intrigued, and it's just, I think that's why we're so good with each other. It's just, there's a very much a curiosity with the both of us. Oh. And I say we both have expertise in different areas.
Oh, different needs. Okay. I like how your voice went with the music. That was awesome. That was great. Okay.
We all have needs. Everyone's got needs. Yeah. I'm deserving it for myself, and this is next.
That's right.
The world.
You guys. Physiological needs, safety.
Okay, so can we be like, look, I need to breathe. Okay, well, yes. So
it's physiological needs, right? Okay,
yeah, but this was, say more selfish and stuff like that. So anyway, so that might have been the conversation. And then I know we went into it. There's we had a discussion that she brought to my attention of fun guy and relationship guy and the ongoing battle of who I would be.
We have heard this before. Right.
Okay.
Mrs. X says you can't date someone who's fun guy because for a few months they can be not fun guy and be relationship guy. But yes, they always go back to fun guy. You said, no, I can be both fun and relationship guy and I will prove it.
Yes. But there is a third category that she has introduced.
Okay.
It's, yeah, it's escaping me right now. You know, it's a big clincher. It'll
you brought up this whole story, this whole category. Now you don't have the third.
Maybe I do have it. Let me check my notes. Sure.
We'll all just sit here and wait. Audience, just wait. While Seth collects his thoughts.
I go look at it. I was inspired by this conversation to write a book. And I created
with your world famous follow through. This book will be out any day now, hitting stores.
Well, you saw the book cover title, important stuff. I'm a little reluctant to give. It's a hybrid of the two, with a special attribute that differentiates from the other two. I know.
It's your records turning off. Radio's tuning out. Seth left or right. No one knows what's going on here.
Okay. So, all right. Yeah, we've never gone off track. This is so unusual.
Yeah.
For me, at least. Okay.
Are you plugging your new book? Is that what you're doing right now to our 23 million young listeners? You're plugging your new book. Always. This guy, OEBC, always be closing with Seth. He is always selling. That's how you become one of the world's richest men, I guess. Okay.
Yes, and that drive. I was going somewhere. I was going to go somewhere with it, but yeah, I forgot. Anyway, so we'll get back. So we did the distillery tour. It was amazing. The weather was beautiful. We sat outside sipping old fashions. It was great. It's very cool.
That's a futuristic love sound. I don't know. Trying a new sound effect. I'm ditching that one, Seth. Okay. So you're outside, you're staring at each other, you're looking, you're enjoying the day, you're having bourbon. Are you both shocked? Like, wow, we can't believe we found each other. This is fantastic. What a match. And you lived like 10 minutes away from each other and never met.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so crazy. We live so close, and it's great. You know, it's like you're gonna meet up for lunch or something like that. Or
you must have crossed paths and not realized it at some point, like the Walgreens near you randomly or something.
Right, exactly.
There is one near you, right? I know there's a Walgreens near, so maybe there. So who knows?
They do hang out there a lot.
Yes.
Just to peruse the aisles.
Yeah, there's like, some good
look stuff. Look at single women.
They always have good deals going on there. So anyway,
I need some whirlers, candies, and you look nice.
Or energy drinks, whatever it is. They always have them there. So okay, so then you're sitting there, you've had your time, you've had your fun, and So what's going on? What's the rest of the trip? And because now we're way long on the episode. I want to know how the rest of the trip went, and then next steps. Where are we right now? Because the audience is yelling at the radio.
So Louisville is great. We went to dinner Saturday night, this place on Market Street, which is like this. I was very surprised. Louisville is a very young, progressive city. I had no idea. It was just like, we did a walking tour also on Friday, a haunted walking tour. That was a lot of fun.
I've done those in Savannah. Those are cool. Okay. Which one did you do? The 4th Street one, the David Domini's Victorian Ghost Walk, the Felsen Historical Society one?
I don't know. I wish I remembered the woman's name that led it. She was really good.
Old Louisville ghost tour, probably. It's my guess.
Yeah. But okay. Sounds about right.
Did you see any ghosts?
No, but it, no, I don't think so. No? I mean,
okay.
I don't know. Maybe that killing wasn't real.
Really?
Oh my God.
We are, Seth. We are only about about 6 months till Halloween at this point. Just throwing it out there. We're halfway to Halloween. The season's
that's quickly crazy.
Going to be upon us. I know, right? That is crazy. Yeah. Before you know it, we're going to be sitting here sipping pumpkin spice. That's how quickly it comes around when you follow the seasons like we do here on the Christmas Cousins podcast. Mm-hmm. So you guys have, where is the dinner? A good dinner?
It's a place called Lulu on Market.
Lulu on Market. Everyone who wants to follow on Seth's footsteps, Lulu on Market. Anyone who's listening from Louisville, we do have listeners from every state, proven, factual, and all over the world. Let us know. Lulu on Market. Okay. Yes, I see it.
So we went there for dinner after, I'd say, a day of drinking. And so we went to this place in the middle of the day called The Garage, which is awesome, right on that Market Street. And it's like an old mechanics garage, but they opened up, they put tables outside, and there's like tables inside. So we went and we had some food.
And wood-fired pizza you probably had, right, from there?
We did have a pizza and some oysters.
Oysters too, okay.
Yeah, another old
Lulu's is New Orleans style, but the garage is wood fire pizza, things like that. Okay, understood.
Yes, yeah, it was really good. I enjoyed it. So we had done that in the afternoon. So we went to Lulu on Market for dinner. Nice. We get there and we're sitting there talking and order the food, and we're talking some more and. I was just like, I got really warm. I was just like, I was feeling fine. I was like, I was just like, okay. And I was like, I'm not feeling too hot. So I go in the bathroom and another
sip of the I'm fine. That's fine. You're getting sick. You're kind of getting.
I was just like, I don't feel up. And it was like, I'm noticing like my pacing to get to the bathroom is much quicker. I was like, something's wrong. I go in the bathroom, I close the door, and I lose it.
You throw up?
Yes. I was just like, what
the? Ladies and gentlemen, what a dream.
What's that?
What a dream, ladies and gentlemen.
It was like, I don't know what happened. I was fine. It was beautiful. We walk in a restaurant. We go in this nice building and we order. And it was just like, we're sitting there and it was just like, I don't know. And I was like, was it my God.
The pizza pie? Is that what you had earlier at the garage that might have done it? Or
no, it had Brussels sprouts on it. The pizza.
You did. So did you get the Brussels sprouts pie?
Cream, is that what you is that what he said? Yeah, we got that.
Oh, you did get that one? That
looks good. That oysters.
Bacon, Gouda cheese, onion, garlic puree, and then oysters as well. Not so great. Okay.
And then there was a big party in the back. So you had to go to like the back room and stuff like that. And I was just like, oh my, and you know, it's loud and stuff. I go in there and I'm just like, I immediately just become drenched in sweat. I was like, this is not good. I just like, I'm feeling terrible. Somebody starts pounding on the door. They're like, what's going on in there? I was like, oh gee. I'm like, like I muttered or uttered something out. And it was fine. I was just like, oh my God. And So you know, I'm trying to get compose myself, get myself somewhat back to normal or whatever.
Okay.
And I splash the water in my face. I walk out, open the door. There's these two women, clearly drunk. What are you doing? No. Taking a shit.
Are the women from the deli or differently?
Right. I was just like, and I am just, I'm probably like white as a ghost. She's like, oh, yeah. And this woman is just loud. And she's like, I'm not going to go in there now. I was like, her and the friend, I was like, I don't care what you do. It's like, I go back to the table. And I was just like, and Mrs. X immediately, I mean, it would have been, yeah, I should have been given an Oscar if I could have pulled that off. But yeah, she knew something was wrong immediately.
Oh, no.
I had impeccable timing because I come right back to the table just as the food arrived.
Oh my God.
So we ordered two dishes and I was very excited. One was the shrimp and grits no bacon. And the other was the etouffee. I love Creole food. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm feeling miserable. I come back to the table.
That's heavy food after you just threw up.
Yeah. And I know, so we were excited. I didn't touch it. I was just like, I needed water.
For those of you who don't know, an etouffee is creamy tomato sauce with Cajun Trinity vegetables, crawfish, and peppered white rice. Not what you want to have after just throwing up. But doesn't Seth not built like the rest of us either? So,
well, no. What's that?
You had all that extra stomach space now to fill.
Right. But yeah, I wasn't touching it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I was... Yeah, it was bad.
He wasn't touching it. That's a $22 dish, everyone. And he just poo-poos it. Oh, I'm just not touching it. No big deal. So that's Cousin Seth for you.
And Mrs. X shamed me. She's like, you're not going to eat that? Like, I can't. I feel very sick. She's like, you suck it up, baby. I'm like, drink it up in a straw.
Well, you're really testing her early on in the relationship. That's good.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and she's still... I say sticking with me, but yeah. I mean, I was miserable and I felt terrible. Wow. We got back to the Airbnb and
So you basically go back, you recoup. How do you feel the next day? You feel good for the drive home? Better?
Thank God. I felt amazing the next morning because one of my most exciting, two of the things I was most excited about were going to happen. It hadn't happened. I wanted to. One was go to Biscuit Belly. I love biscuits. As we know, I think we've done multiple episodes on it. Just that and my rye bread. I could talk about my own podcast.
Yeah, really.
So we went to this Biscuit Belly place, which, yeah, I guess if I was, would have been a terrible idea because what did we get? We got two biscuits. Cheesy grits and fried green tomatoes. I like.
Oh no. Okay, we have to wrap things up because we're running way late. Did you end up throwing up again, Seth? Is that what you're telling me?
No. It stayed with me. So fortunately, it did because we got to do the other stop that I was very excited for. That was to go to Cassius Clay, or otherwise known as Muhammad Ali's childhood home.
Oh yes, right. Okay.
It was awesome. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun. The trip was great. And yeah, going there and seeing that. And we had an awesome time to drive back. Was incredible. And yeah, things are going strong. And
wow. Great. Okay. So that she survived. You both went through this 10 hours of driving, 3 days almost alone, just the two of you, throw up, bathroom incidents, bourbon, bats. I mean, this is a lot going on, and you're stronger than before. This is really good. These are good signs early on here. This is very exciting.
Yes.
And it is very exciting. Crowd, what do you think, my dear cousin Seth? They love it. They're excited. Okay, Seth, as we wrap it up, what anything next big on the agenda with you two? I guess the next thing is your trip here. That's the next thing.
Yeah. Sadly, she goes out of town this week. So there's going to, and then she's not back. Well, she gets back, I think, right when we leave or something like that. So it's going to be a, this is going to test us because this is a, I think our, this will be our biggest gap yet. So.
Wow. So, okay. So are you, one last thing and then we'll wrap it up. If, when you come back this summer, which you're supposed to be, will she be joining with you? Will we be meeting Mrs. X in person?
I am hopeful that she would. Yeah, I think she would. Yeah, absolutely. It's,
Love it. Okay.
I can't speak for her, but
yeah. Love to meet her. Okay. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We started with an announcement about the Hallmark movie. We went all the way to Louisville. We went back. We're seeing Love Blossom live on air. This is wild. The twists and turns this podcast took more twists and turns than driving down Ralph Avenue on the way to the museum there. So this is wild. This, Seth, your world, your life is endlessly fascinating, as you know.
Thank you.
Nonstop excitement. Nonstop.
You call it fascinating. I call it something else. Clearly different.
And for those of you who really want to hear the podcast, listen to the after and post show that's just Seth telling me stories, which is really fascinating.
Yeah. My Seth, rants and ramblings in my my bathroom as I just pace back and forth in the time.
If you're still listening, give us a rating review. That means you lasted this long. That would be great. Mm-hmm. We would appreciate it and help others find our shows and expand the Christmas Cousins community. We'll be back with some Christmas-related things. We have a weird beer tasting review coming up. Before we know it, it'll be summer, Christmas in July. So if you're only in it for the Christmas stuff, that'll be coming. If you're in it for all of it, include the Cousin Seth Fund, we're always here for that. We don't know where the show is going to take us, Seth. We just don't know.
Right. Yeah. And keep eyes out and peeled for some Christmas Cousins swag and merch out there in the world. So it's been, he's been selling out a lot more lately. So it's
good. I know. Some water bottles, some t-shirts, things like that. So we'll even sign it, order it if you want it signed. Why not?
Right. I got some, my team got some requests for some posters as well. So
I know you handmade one. What a guy! He's a man of the people. Listen to that guy.
Yeah. It's I need to give a shout out if I can. Sorry, I don't want to prolong it. I know. I won't. I can't give too many details because this is in Mrs. X's camp. But I was recently interviewed by two up and coming podcasters and they're they appeal more to like the 6th to 8th grade demo they're blowing up so they interviewed me and but they were really good. They were very professional. I went on with a couple ideas and pointers for them and stuff like that, and they nailed it. They got on and they were really great hosts. Like they got on, their questions were great, but they thanked me for coming on. And
they weren't nervous in your presence. They weren't nervous or anything.
No, very cool and collected. And they had their stuff together. It was a lot of fun. And, I don't know when that drops.
Shout out. I'd like to hear that. Any Cousin Seth interview, let us know. We'll announce it if we can, maybe, because any other cousin shout out, Cousin Seth off the show in the wild. Yeah. This is crazy without me over there too. This is great. I love it.
I was nervous. I mean, it's they're 13-year-olds, but it was I was nervous and I think I did a good job. They seem to be happy. There's like I say,
but you're an intimidating guy if you handled. If they handled it with you, that's good because you could be very intimidating with your aura, your star power. So they handled it. They didn't quiver in your presence. Yes.
And I have talked to their guardians who have given authorization if they want to come on this show. So,
oh, nice.
So, I know they both of them have been hounding their guardians to let them.
Seth has fans of all ages. This guy, he's got fans from what 8 to 88 or something like that. Maybe even some 90-year-olds as well. So, well, Seth, you never cease to amaze. You're just up, straight trajectory. This guy, invest in Seth. Stock ticker STH. I would imagine if you were a stock ticker thing, that would be it. STH. I don't know. Okay. It's been a while. So anyway, Seth, thank you so much. Keep this journey going. Next time, If we don't record before, we'll be live with the two of us in person. That's going to get wild. That's going to get
it really wild. Is. That whole weekend.
We'll have weird beers waiting for you. I will pick them up. Mm-hmm. They will be waiting for you, nice and cold at the exact temperature you declare they must be at. And,
okay.
And it's on. It's on. That's thank awesome. You, Seth. Thank you, everybody.
I have a very exciting story. Well, nostalgic. Taking it back to cousins way back.
So. Oh, okay. You mean you teaser. Have a... Oh, okay. Oh, you're going to tell
for the show. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to, drag this out any more than we have.
Awesome. Thank you, Seth. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Seth.